I hope you got you some rest, because I'm going to need you. I'm going to need you to be on top of your game, because we got to go ahead and do what we got to do, all right?
Oh, shit, y'all. Know the Trick Daddy, Luke, and yours truly, DJ Mr. Mix, the 808 King.
Man, y'all remember back in the old school crack jam days, how we used to do it. Yo, Trick, break these suckers out.
Now listen up, clowns, because this is Trick. That was some old school shit called Throw That Beat.
Come on, listen, you throw it, throw it. Listen, you work it, throw it. Listen, you work it, throw it.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. I'm your host, Mr. Tariq King Flex Nasheed. Let's get to the phone and see who we got chilling. What's up? Who's on the phone?
What's going on, player?
What's going on? Who's calling?
It's B. Brown.
What's going on, B. Brown? Where you calling from? Birmingham?
No, I'm calling from Tuscaloosa.
Oh, okay. That's right next to Birmingham. What's on your mind today, player?
Well, I see you got a topic up there. You talking about light-skinned or black-skinned sisters, dark-skinned sisters.
Yeah, man. I've been getting a lot of emails, and I got an email from one of my MySpace partners talking about how some brothers think that light-skinned girls are better than dark-skinned girls. Some guys give light-skinned girl props just because they're light-skinned. What's your take on that?
Well, me, I didn't. Dated a lot of dark skinned girls.
Alright.
And I'm trying now with light skinned girls, and I see that a lot of light skinned girls cool.
Okay.
They're cooler than dark skinned sisters.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I look at a lot of dark skinned sisters. They think because they have that, you know, that big butt and everything, they want to be on some hoe type shit.
So you're saying that the dark ones are hoeish, more hoeish?
Yes.
All right, player. All right, well, thanks for the call, man. All right, well, that's the subject for the day, y'all. We're talking about light-skinned girls versus the dark-skinned girls. It's going to be a controversial topic today. And before I forget, this is February 1st. Today's show is brought to you by MacLessons.com. And also, today is when we're doing the special one-hour edition of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. A lot of people have registered for that show. You can still register today. The show will be up until midnight. If you register for the show, you will get links emailed to you where you can go to check out the show. But you have until midnight tonight to check the Mac and for Money show out. You got to go to MacLessons.com to register for it. The show is very, very good. A lot of people have listened to it this morning. It first went up this morning. People are sending great emails. People are loving that show. Let me see who's on the phone. Hotline. Hello? Somebody got nervous and hung up. But like I said, man, everybody's loving the Mackin' for Money show. People are loving it. The show was supposed to be an hour. The show is actually an hour and 20 minutes. And also, what I did for you guys, man, I put together a slideshow for the Mac and for Money show. So when you listen to it, you get to see slides of pictures and pictures of different asses. It's real, real nice, man. You'll love it. Let's see who's on the phone. Hotline.
Yeah, how you doing, man?
What's going on? Who's calling?
Man, this is Chris, man. I'm a long-time listener, man. Well, follow-up, put it down. Man.
That's what's up. So what's on your mind, player?
Well, of course, I haven't heard the show because it's not on the radio, but the topic is light-skinned girls versus dark-skinned girls.
Yes, what's your take on that?
I personally don't think that men should, either one is better. I think men are less selective than women about as far as skin color is concerned.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't really think one is better than the other. You know what I noticed, though, is that when I was going to college,
yeah,
me and you, my complexion is comparable to yours.
Okay.
And what I noticed is that more light-skinned girls will give me action than darker-skinned girls.
Okay. I think that a lot of dark-skinned girls are into the high yellow dudes, especially dark-skinned girls from the hood. They like them high yellow dudes and the light-skinned dudes because these dark hood rat girls, they be wanting their kids to turn out mixed-looking. You know what I'm saying?
But and another thing too, I think is that women's selection of men has a lot to do with procreation, even if they're not trying to have no baby.
Yeah.
But who they see that they can have children with has a lot to do with who they deal with. Because like I said, I notice like I get a ton of light-skinned girls all day long.
Yeah.
But women who are either my shade or darker than me, I didn't get that much action from. And my skin complexion is really comparable to yours.
Okay, okay. Well, that's what's up, man. Yeah. Thanks for the call, player. Yeah, we're going to get deep into that today, man. We're going to talk about that. The light-skinned, dark-skinned black folks thing is a very controversial topic in the black community, man. That's been an issue in the black community for a long time. And we're going to get real deep into that. I got a lot of opinions on that. Also, I want to point out that this is the month of February, and, you know, February is the time for Valentine's. It's Valentine's month. And I got a deal going on with the MacLessons.com website. For all you players out there, I need you to be on top of your game for Valentine's. So what I'm going to do, we're having a half-off sale for the MacLessons DVD. So for the whole month of February, you can get the MacLessons DVD for $9. It's usually like $20, but you can get it for $9. So you need to get your asses on the MacLessons.com and order the MacLessons DVD now. Because back in March, when March rolls around, it's going back to regular price. So for the month of February, you can get the MacLessons DVD for $9. So let me get that out of the way. Check that out at MacLessons.com. Now, as far as the light skin, dark skin thing in the black community, one of my MySpace partners, he pointed out that a lot of brothers say that light-skinned black women are cooler than dark-skinned black women. A lot of brothers say that light-skinned women are easier to get along with. A lot of brothers say that light-skinned women look better. Now, some of that stuff I agree with, some of that stuff I do not agree with. Now, as far as females dating light-skinned or dark guys, like back in the 70s and 80s, you know, light-skinned dudes were the in thing. Especially like in the music business, they would give every light-skinned nigga a record deal. You light-skinned, you got your record deal. They had Ray Parker Jr., Prince, DeBarge, Lilo, Gregory Abbott. You had all types of light-skinned one-hit wonders back in the 80s. If you were light, you get your record deal just for being light. But then when the 90s rolled around, when the black consciousness thing came about in the late 80s, early 90s, that's when women started gearing towards the dark-skinned brothers, the Wesley Snipes and the Johnny Gills, and, you know, the Chocolate Brothers came into chic. But I noticed that in the hood, because light-skinned dudes just kind of disappeared. Light-skinned dudes just kind of, you know, seem to have fell off, but in the hood, the light-skinned dudes still had a lot of leeway. Let me see who's on the phone. Hotline.
Hey, what's up, Tariq? I got a question. I got a statement.
Yes, go ahead.
Yo, listen, right? I love what you're doing for the show and everything, but I got a problem with you, baby.
Oh, what's
up? Stop showing the game to the bitches. You know what I mean? I met a bitch the other day, that bitch talking about she was a Mac like me. I'm like, bitch, you're fucking crazy. And Tariq, the bitch said she don't see a show, and now she thinks she a Mac like me. Tariq, stop showing the game to the bitches, baby. Stop doing it, baby.
All right, DMX. I give the game to everybody, man. If, you know, people respect the game, I'll give it to them. That's why, fellas, you got to stay on top of your game. You know what I'm saying? Because women are going to soak it up. No matter how much shit women might talk and say, oh, damn that Tariq Nasheed, they're listening with open ears. I'm telling you, a lot of women registered for this show. A lot of women are registered for the Mac and for Money show. A lot of women. So women are going to be up on some game. I'm telling you, when I do lectures and go to speaking engagements, but women are there with their notes and pads soaking it up. So, fellas, your shit has to be crisp like that. You got to be on point like that. But as far as the light-skinned, black, dark-skinned thing, like I was saying earlier, a lot of dark-skinned women, especially in the hood, and I talked about this in my book, The Art of Mackin', a lot of dark-skinned girls will have those light-skinned niggas they fuck with. Because a lot of dark-skinned girls in the hood they have, you know, issues with that. You know, they want their children to turn out light. They have that shit. They want their kids to have good hair. I mean, that shit is still prevalent in the minds of a lot of people in our community. That good hair, bad hair shit. And a lot of sisters are on that. So that is a fact. That's why Tyler Perry, who's a genius, you ever look at his movies or at his plays? Tyler Perry is a genius. His crowd, his demographic, he caters to that, you know, that ghetto black woman crowd. He caters to that ghetto black female crowd. And in his plays and in a lot of his movies, you know, the bad guy is always the dark-skinned brother. And the savior, the good guy, is always the light-skinned dude, like Shamar Moore or Boris Cujo. Them hood rat sisters eat that shit up. They love that. He knows how to cater to their fantasies. The light-skinned Prince Charming that's going to come along and save them and give them mixed babies. That's some real shit. It's kind of, it's sick in its own way, but that's some real shit. Now, as far as the brothers, a lot of brothers do think that light-skinned women are easier to get along with. And I have to say, in my own experiences, that is somewhat true. I will have to say that. Not to say that they're better, because see, people who know me, and I'm an extremist. I like red bones and I like real chocolate females. I like my women chocolate and slim. Like Naomi Campbell without the craziness. You know what I'm saying? You know how crazy that motherfucker is? She would be fine if she wasn't so goddamn crazy. She has issues. You dig what I'm saying? Let's see who's on the goddamn phone. Hotline.
What's up, Tariq?
What's going on? Who's calling?
This is Popularize from Vista, man.
Hey, what's on your mind, player?
Chillin', I'm listening to that Mackin for Money right now.
How you liking it?
I just not got into it, but I was like, let me call in and see about these light-skinned sisters right quick.
Oh, yeah. So what's your opinion on that?
Man, I like dark-skinned chick, man. Like a dark-skinned stallion, like Naomi Campbell or something.
I
prefer them, but it's just the fact we don't really see them.
Yeah, I was just talking about that, man. And that, you know, you brought up a good point, man. Whenever you see, you don't see too many, like, real dark girls that's really in shape. You know what I'm saying? You don't see them with that Naomi Campbell look. When you see a lot of dark sisters, man, a lot of them are, like, extra thick, be on some, you know, chubby shit.
Right. You know? I like the dark-skinned ones, though.
Yeah, I do, too. You know, I like that chocolate thing, you know, but either they fat or they're crazy. Anyway, Thanks for the call, player. Oh, I cut the brother off. And that's another thing, man. That's another good point, man. A lot of the dark sisters, man, be on some extra thick shit. Or they're crazy as cat shit. You know, seem like the darker they get, the crazier they get. Like New York, on I Love New York, crazy as cat shit. Naomi Campbell be hitting folks with cell phones and shit. And I know I'm being general here. I'm being general for the sake of conversation, and I don't want letters and emails. I'm not saying that all the dark-skinned sisters are fat and crazy. I'm not saying that at all. At all. I'm not saying that. Like Gabrielle Union, she's a dark sister. She's not fat or crazy. I would get with her all day long. I like them slim chocolate sisters. I love them. I love it. But let's be honest, you rarely see a slim chocolate sister. If you see a slim chocolate sister, either she's 15 or she's on crack. But you rarely see that, a slim chocolate sister. And I'm not saying that anybody's better, anybody's worse. There's some crazy, fat-ass, light-skinned girls, too. There's some wolf-face, light-skinned broads. And let me tell you, man, light-skinned ugly is a hard ugly. Because when you see a motherfucker who's light-skinned and ugly, that's a hard ugly. That's some shit you can't even hide. Light-skinned and ugly, you can't hide that shit. That shit stands out. But a lot of people think that light-skinned women are easier to get along with. And that's true in a sense. Let me see who's on the phone. Hotline.
What's up, King Flex?
What's going on? What's your name, man?
This is Curl, a.k.a. Matt Curl from MySpace.
Okay, so what's on your mind, player?
Well, you know, what's the topic?
Light-skinned women versus dark-skinned women.
Well, you know, I think the light-skinned ladies think they have, like, a upper hand over the dark-skinned ones.
Why do you think that?
Well, you know, it's the old complexion thing.
Well, you say,
most men, would they like to go with a light-skinned chick.
You say most men?
I think that's how most men think.
Well, now, what's your nationality?
No, I'm Jamaican, man. I'm black.
Okay, because that might not be the case, because I've been to Europe, man, and a lot of the white dudes, they like dark sisters. They love dark sisters over there, man.
I don't know. I think it's like a nationality thing for real.
Okay, okay.
In the Caribbean, they're
okay. All right, thanks for the call, player. I don't know what that nigga was talking about. That nigga sounded like he was smoking some over there in the Dominican Republic. But as far as that, some light-skinned women may come across as being easier to deal with because I think they have less of a complex. In society, you know, they've always, you know, treated black folks like second-class citizens. The darker you are, the more scrutiny you get, or the less opportunities you have. And in the black community, I think a lot of light-skinned women were somewhat valued, and this gives a lot of the darker women a complex. So they have that attitude. When you deal with them, when you do give them play, they have such a complex that's been put upon them since childhood. You have to deal with that complex, and that becomes even more off-putting. So it's like a catch-22. And I want all my dark sisters to listen to this, because ain't nothing wrong with you if you keep your ass in shape and stay on top of your game. But a lot of the chocolate sisters have grown up with those black girl dark skin complexes, thinking that they're not attractive. And then you build up these crazy defense mechanisms, and when men deal with you, they got to deal with those ignorant defense mechanisms that you're putting up, and that becomes off-putting, and that reiterates the self-hate. Because it's there. If you look at some of these message boards, and I've talked about this many times, about how dark-skinned girls be hating on light-skinned girls like Beyonce. I mean, some of these girls, Beyonce has made some of these girls insane. If you look at these female message boards, these women seem mentally ill. The way they talk about that woman, Beyonce. I mean, it's like deep hatred. It's not even hatred. It's self-hatred that they're projecting onto her. I mean, some of these women, they cater their lives and tailor their lives onto focusing on Beyonce. Go to any black female message board and you'll have 20 threads about Beyonce. Just looking for something wrong with this woman. Just because she's light-skinned, that's what it all boils down to. It boils down to the light-skinned thing. Nothing more, nothing less. And not to say anybody's better, anybody's worse, but you gotta do you. You got to do you. So who's better? Nobody's better. But as a collective, the dark-skinned sisters seem to have more attitudes. I know a lot of light-skinned girls who were jumped on or beat up in school by dark-skinned girls. All you light-skinned girls out there know what I'm talking about. If you're a light-skinned girl and you went to a black school, there was either some girls trying to whoop your ass or some girls hating on you. Damn near every light-skinned girl that I've ever known, and I've dated a few, all of them have had the same story if they grew up in a black neighborhood. They went to a black school, and this is the thing. A light-skinned broad, if they go to a black school, a lot of times they have to act extra ghetto in order to fit in. And that's a problem, too. If they didn't act extra ghetto, they would get you know, singled out. They would get ostracized by the other darker-skinned girls, unfortunately. Now, a lot of light-skinned girls have what's called the tragic mulatto complex. Because I don't want to seem like I'm just badgering the dark girls. I'm not. I'm playing the devil's advocate here. But a lot of light-skinned girls are what we call tragic mulattoes. That's a mixed woman. It's an old term, too. A mixed woman who's, you know, has a black parent, a white parent. A tragic mulatto is a person, a woman who's not accepted in the white community, and they're not fully accepted in the black community. They're just right there in the middle. They're not accepted by anybody. So a lot of these light-skinned girls have a need for acceptance. A lot of these mixed girls, they have to find some kind of camaraderie with some group or somebody. They're looking for an identity. And that can be off-putting as well when you deal with these women. You deal with these women who don't have their own identity. I know Mariah Carey complained about that a lot. She's one of those tragic mulattoes because, you know, for a while, didn't nobody know what the fuck she was. Is she white? Is she black? Is she Mexican? But a lot of light-skinned girls, they go through shit, you know, and they have crazy issues, too. Like Halle Berry, she's fine as hell. And, you know, she used to be jumped on. They jumped on her ass in school. And now Halle Berry's crazy as cat shit. So, again, not all light-skinned women, you know, have it going on mentally. You know, they have issues, too. So you have to look at both sides of the fence. But I want to carry this discussion on. I want everybody to check out my MySpace page, myspace.com/Tariq_Nasheed, and go to the advice blog and post your opinion. Is anyone better than the other one? Who's on the line?
What's going on, King Flex?
What's going on? Who's calling?
It's V from Boston.
Hey, all right, what's on your mind, player?
What's going on, player, man? I mean, I heard the topic of tonight's show, but I mean, to be honest with you, I feel that, you know, it's kind of sad, man, that, you know, around the black community, you know, we get this whole, which one is the better one, you know, black females that are dark or lighter-skinned females, you feel me?
Yes, I agree.
And I feel that, you know, it's a lot of years of conditioning, you know what I'm saying, and people not seeing the truth behind it all, man.
Yeah.
Not about the fuck, man. It's about the suck of the female herself, you feel me?
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, you know what I'm saying? I think we get that a lot in the Spanish community too, man. I mean, there's a lot of hatred though for darker skinned females, though, even within the Spanish community as well.
Oh yeah, and you know, and you made a good point, man. Thanks for the call, player. And that's another thing, man. In the Spanish community, I know a lot of like Puerto Ricans will kind of look down on dark skinned blacks or just blacks in general, or go out of their way to kind of differentiate themselves away from that. And what's funny is that I know a lot of Puerto Ricans, and Puerto Ricans look like niggas. You can't really tell the difference. There's really no difference. Puerto Rican is not a race, it's a location. There's no quote, I mean, let's get technical with it. There is no Puerto Rican race. It's a location. You know, the culture is only like, what, 500 years old, if that. So, and it's mixed with like black, Spanish, white. There's all types of different Puerto Ricans. So, there's no particular race. You have black Puerto Ricans. You have dark-skinned Puerto Ricans. You have light-skinned Puerto Ricans. You have damn near white Puerto Ricans. You dig? But a few Puerto Ricans, you know, they try to be on some we're better than black shit, so y'all need to get off that too, because there's some Puerto Ricans that's jet black. There's some Puerto Ricans that look like Wesley fucking Snipes. I've seen them, but I digress. But I want to talk about that even more on the UnitedPlayersOfAmerica.com website. I want everybody to log on and let's continue this dialogue about light skin, dark-skinned girls, who's better, who's worse. Me personally, I don't think that there is anybody better or worse. I think that there are a lot of more skin complexes in the darker skin female community. And I think a lot of brothers do go for the women who are easier to deal with. And by and large, a lot of light-skinned women are easier to deal with. A lot of light-skinned women are more comfortable with themselves. In my opinion. In my opinion. Now, this isn't to say that just because somebody's light don't mean that they're flyer. A lot of brothers think that. I've seen a lot of brothers with, like, sea mammals acting like they're a dime just because they're light, and that is not the case. I've seen a lot of toe-up light-skinned females, but again, that doesn't make them better, or that doesn't make anybody worse. Anyway, let's continue this dialogue on myspace.com/Tariq_Nasheed and UnitedPlayersOfAmerica.com. That's it for today's episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. Thank everybody for calling in. Don't forget, y'all, today is February 1st. You can still register for the Mackin' for Money show. Everybody's listening to it. You got until midnight. Take your ass to maclessons.com right now to listen to the show, to register for that show. It's a great show. You're going to love it. Also, get the Mac Lessons DVD half off right now for the whole month of February. $9 goddamn. I'm going to holler at you. Peace.
Bitch, I'm flowing straight from the